or fourth, if you want to consider New Year's Eve, but we'll just take it as a second in the flow. Fourth is the numbers of the tape go, and gets complicated. It's high-tech stuff. Okay. Well, it isn't high-tech. It's just starting on New Year's Eve, but waiting 4 months later to start. Okay. 2004, we continue our study of Job. Prayer. Tish has a very good friend, lives down the road from her, and I mean road, down the road, out there in the country. Down the road, his name is Mr. Crow. Taken into the hospital. He was already ill, and then he came down with pneumonia, went to the hospital. Please be in prayer for Mr. Crow and his family. He's a wonderful man. Got a good spirit, got that good old country spirit that you hear about. When Tish first got the cattle and everything, and they'd get out at midnight, he'd come over and help her get them in at midnight and show her how to talk to the cows and lead the cows in and out. And he's just a good man. But right now, Mr. Crow needs our prayers. And then secondly, Tisha's son-in-law, Ron Campbell, lives in California, needs our prayers. They're looking at his heart, and he's a young guy. How old is Ron? Is he 50? He's an old guy, so he's real young. And he looks good for 50. And he needs our prayers, and as they go in and find out what may be some of the problems there. And just be in prayer for one another. Any other prayer requests I'm not aware of? Just be in prayer for one another. Okay, let's get ready for the book of Job. People, the first few lessons of the book of Job lay out the foundation for the whole of the Bible. Once we finish Job, we've immediately got to go into Romans, because while the whole Bible is written to answer the questions of Job, the book of Romans answers it. The book of Romans answers the questions that are raised in Job. People, they're fundamental to yourself and when you talk to other Christians. What they believe, what they're seeing, and dealing with God. That's what we're looking at right now in this aspect of Job. Then we'll get to, here we'll go back and look at 1:1, and there's where the real battle starts. However, as we go along, I think you're going to appreciate. Where as we go along, you're going to have a better understanding of 1:1 by some of the things we're going to look at, like tonight. So, first of all, we've got to have the Holy Spirit lead us. Some of the questions, for an example, I'll show it to you, but just to talk to you about prayer. There are some scholars, men who are qualified to study Scripture, in my opinion, in their ability with the languages, not necessarily in the power of the Spirit, but in the languages and all. They think some of the verses that we're going to look at shouldn't even be in the text. And they all say some of them are just puzzling. They don't understand them. And yet, if we let the Holy Spirit show us people, they fit. They fit with the whole Job is about, what the whole Bible's about. To me, they're not puzzling. Not only do they not fit, we could reduce the book of Job into one chapter, and all of these verses we're looking at right now would have to be in that one chapter to explain what's going on with this book. So, to see these things, let's spend a few moments to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher. Let's pray. What fun it is, Heavenly Father, to open the Scriptures. It's so much fun to see things just unfold. And especially now as we go to this very first book written. All the mysteries and the drama and the mythological figures that are presented and the struggles and the verses and the questions and the dialogue. Father, it's just so fantastic. It's overwhelming. So we need your Spirit to open our eyes and our ears to the truth of this book. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Very quickly, just to warm you up now from last week, let's go over 6 things so far that we've seen that are important in grasping the book of Job. We did these last week, but let's look at them first. Number one, this is the first book written. It's the first thing God wants us to know. Secondly, the fundamental question of the Bible and human history is presented in this book. How can a man be righteous before God, worded in different ways? Three, this is very important. Job is on a journey. It's not about salvation one or eternal life salvation, but salvation two. Now, the answer will be similar, but it's different, but it's similar. But remember, this is not about how to be saved eternally. This is about living the Christian life. Four, Job, and you'll see this tonight, Job once agreed with his three friends. They all thought the same way. That's why they were friends. They all thought the same way about God. And then all of a sudden, one of these friends, Job, God has tapped on the shoulder and is taking him through this journey. It's going to be tough for Job. It's going to be tough for his friends. So it's a tough journey. Five, Job's three friends speak for Satan. And we saw why we can say that. And then six, Job's journey is the crisis of faith, to come to a point of understanding that all we do is trust the one sent by God. Trust God. Now that brought us to the first question, the first giving of our question. So Job 4:17, because all we got completed last time was the first line. We got to move a little faster, but that's okay. Because to me, this is where Baptists, Presbyterians, Methodists, all these people, this is where Catholics, this is where Bible church people, this is where all Christians come answering these questions. This is fundamental. If you ever talk to a person